My name's Graham Walker, and on the phone today I've got my old mucker, frontman of Reverend and the Makers, John McClure. And unlike most pop and rock superstars who are lapping it up in warm climates at this time of the year, he's been standing in the middle of a very wet and windy Sheffield, selling the big issue. So what's all that about, John?
Hey, Graham. Well, just got to do my bit, mate. They're running a thing for Big Issue called Vendor Week, where they're getting people who do things to go and sell Big Issue, and you know it's good to do a bit. I just think homelessness is one of them things that shouldn't really be a thing, should it, these days, you know?
It shouldn't, and I know you're going to tell me that that's not you, but international rock star, you know, you've got millions of pounds in the bank. What are you doing selling the Big Issue?
I wish I did, Graham. I wish I did. I don't know, I just think, like, it's just, you know, when I walk in town and you see homeless people, it just goes, it's one of them things that just goes through me, like, you know, and you ask me to do it, I thought, well, yeah, great, and I've always helped Big Issue in, you know, a lot of self-esteem, a lot of esteem, rather, because, you know, it enables people to earn a bit of money. I mean, they were telling me a story today about a bloke who used to sell Big Issue outside a cafe in town, and he sorted himself out, got a place to live, and through selling Big Issue, and he ended up working at a cafe where they were selling stuff outside, which is, you know, just a fantastic story, isn't it? So it's just a nice thing to do. It's good to put a bit back in it sometimes, you know.
Well, I suppose, you know, you walk past guys in the street there and they're all wrapped up and they've got the magazines in their arm and they offer you one, and sometimes, you know, you might not have change or you might not have time, but we should make time and we should find a bit of change for these people, shouldn't we, John?
Definitely, you know, when you think about governments negotiating with Google about how much tax to pay, they talk about billions and millions of pounds, and you think a couple of quid just for somebody who's living on the streets, not a lot, is it? You know what I mean? I just think, like, it's just one of them things where, you know, what struck me today, really, is I'm lead singer of a band, obviously, and I'm used to people, like, cheering and going mad when we come on stage, and I'm offering people Big Issue, and they're ignoring me and walking past, and it's a bit of a blow to ego as a lead singer to be ignored, you know what I mean? It was a bit of an insightful kind of moment for all these people. I mean, I did it for an hour, and it was howling down, wind, cold, and I was freezing behind, drenched, and I thought, imagine having to do this all day, you know, so it's just to raise a bit of awareness, I guess, and just to keep it in people's mind, because it's all right giving money to, there's a lot of charities about these days, isn't there, and stuff, but I just think we should help people who are sat in a doorway. It's not on, is it, really?
Well, you know what, I know you're leaning a little bit modest there. I've seen on social network this afternoon that there were people coming up and getting selfies with you. Now, they don't do that with most homeless people. What, you must have surprised a few people when they realised who it was.
Yeah, there were a few walking past, like, Beth. I was like, yeah, it's me. And, like, one geezer was like, you're having hard times? I says, no, mate, I'm just having a bit. But it's nice, you know, Sheffield's a very friendly city, isn't it? And people, I think, were pleasantly surprised to see me out here, you know, hawking Big Issue and stuff. They were hopefully put a bit of a smile on people's face who were on the lunch hour and what have you.
Well, I tell you what, I don't know if you remember, but about 4 or 5 years ago, I actually went homeless for 24 hours with Elliot Kennedy, and we actually slept on the streets. So I know where you're coming from, but it's important, isn't it, if you've got a profile, to give a profile to these kind of issues.
It is, mate, yeah. I just think, you know, it's an hour or two out of my time, you know, and if it helps anybody, all the better. I mean, I met a bloke today who were homeless and he had terrible problems with heroin and crack cocaine and one thing and another, which, you know, it happens, doesn't it? You know, there are people who, you know, for one reason or another end up homeless. And a great story from him, he turned his life around. He'd been living up in an house off manor for 6 years. He was about to build his own wet room and he said, a Big Issue was helping, I'll end. He said, I'm about to replace crack cocaine and heroin with turnips and vegetables, I'm going to start growing my own allotment. And I just thought, yeah, what an amazing thing, innit? You know, and if you can help people anyway, it's good to just do a bit, innit, you know.
And then this isn't a one-off thing from you, John, is it? I mean, I think that you've had buckets rattled at some of your gigs for the Big Issue and the homeless.
Well, this is what I mean. I mean, you look at how much people charge for some of the gigs, and they're charging, you know, like 50, 60, 70 quid to go to a gig, which I think is ridiculous. We always try and keep the tickets cheap, and what is it to me to, like, open doors and just let somebody come in with a bucket and go around collecting change? It don't cost me all. Do you know what I mean? I just think it's just good to have a bit of a conscience, because you'd be surprised how many musicians don't care, you know, just not bothered. I'm not saying you have to be, like, eating it Bob Geldof routine every 2 minutes. I get it, you want to earn a living, you know what I mean? Of course, I understand that. But things that don't personally cost you any money, like letting people in with a bucket to collect a Big Issue, there's no harm in it, is there? Why would you not? I don't get why all bands wouldn't do it, you know.
Well, you're all that, John. You've got the biggest heart in Sheffield. I've already gone on the record of saying that, and there you go again.
Mate.
John, you're a special soldier. Thank you for your time. Speak to you soon.